Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Houlton Wildcat boys basketball. They end the regular season with two victories, beating Sabetha on a buzzer beater, 50-48, and then rolling Royal Valley, 62-43, and a great way to end the regular season with two wins. But let's jump back to the game against Sabetha, Coach. What a battle throughout that contest that obviously came down to the very end, and how fitting that one of your seniors on the last home game, Logan Altenberg, you know, is able to hit the game winner. I know it was an exciting finish and feeling for everybody, and you had to be really proud of your boys for the fight they showed that night against Sabetha.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that game right there is probably our signature win, you know, signature program win for the season. And just, you know, just shows, just like remind the kids of, you know, that's why you go through the growing pains early, and, you know, why I'm on your behind all the time for the little things like that, and for a play to come down to end that game, you know. And as excited as everybody was for the win, excited for Logan to get that shot, you know, a senior that is probably the most loyal kid you ever want to coach, that doesn't, you know, they never complains. He's like an assistant coach on the bench. And, you know, he starts the game and, you know, gets blood, gets cut on his eyebrow. So he came out of the game a lot sooner than I wanted him to. But to have that opportunity to just step in, you know, when another senior fouls out, and he just stepped in and accepted the challenge, accepted the role, and just did what he was coached to do, and won the game for us, you know. And just that whole scenario of that last 5 minutes of the game was just showed how the grit and toughness that we've battled through a lot this season. Because there's been so many games where we've played well for three and a half quarters, and then we kind of have a little fall apart, and we overcame that. You know, Sabetha went on a 10-0 run and went up three, and it's like, yeah, I told my assistant coaches on the bench, I said, this can't be happening again. We're playing too well, and then right. It just felt like deja vu, and all this, you know, the kids just didn't go away, and, you know, we make a big shot, and, you know, Luke Lassie takes a big charge. It sets up that last play, and just one of those where, you know, you're tied, so let's get a shot off and see if we can knock it down, and hopefully, you know, we don't have to go to overtime. And luckily the ball, it just hit the rim and just died perfect, so where it could fall right into Logan's hand, and got the shot off, and we won. So it was a good way to close the home campaign for the seniors and bring a little happiness to Houlton. So, and I'm very proud of them, and they know that, and it was actually fun to be doused by water for one time.
The junior duo, you mentioned some big shots. Carrick Tadonder and Corbin Fox both scored in double digits with 11. We'll talk about the seniors, because Bodie Dillon and Braden Peake kind of had their night against Royal Valley. But you mentioned Luke,
right.
And he had 14 in that game. And you talk about the grit of your team. And, you know, when Brody Meyer goes out with an injury, we talked about the opportunity for Luke Lassie. And it seems like he's making the most of his minutes on both sides of the court for you right now.
No, I agree with you there. Even last night, but even in Sabetha, he's you know, he's stepped into a role. You know, he's come and kind of been that, you know, kind of sub and play a few minutes here and then. But he's coming in and kind of coming to his own. He's doing all the little things to make him successful for a kid his size and his length, and it's coming on at the right time, because he's a factor. You know, you can't just teach 6'9". You know, you're 6'9", and then you put your hands up, you're almost 11 feet tall. And you know, and he's stayed the course too, and he's accepted the challenge and being coached hard by me, and you know, I'm proud of him too, because, you know, he knows what he's doing in the future. You know, he's not playing college basketball. He's going to go make a whole lot of money and learn a lot and continue to grow, but he's enjoying his senior season, which I want that for all of them, and see if we can keep riding this momentum into Substate next week and have some more fun with it.
Against Royal Valley, you're only up by three at halftime, but what a second half, a dominating second half, just extended that lead. And you talk about seniors, what a night for Braden Peake, 23. Bodie Dillon had 14. He fills up every stat sheet for you, I feel like, every single game. But those two seniors especially, and Peake, man, he had a big night Tuesday.
Yeah. Bodie's been nothing but consistent. You know, he's been kind of hard on himself. You know, those games where we're playing well and he kind of has a few turnovers at key moments, and he felt like that's all his fault we lost the game. And, you know, I kept reiterating to him, I said, it's not your fault. I said, it's a course of the game that where we kind of have stubbed our toe. But, you know, last night it was good for Peake to kind of just explode out of the gates. You know, him getting that offensive putback and just slamming it down, that set the tone for how he was going to play all night. And, you know, and I told him that at halftime. I said, everybody needs to match his energy. I said, everybody needs to match Luke's energy. You know, Luke sprints down the floor and blocks a shot and then falls down and gets up and takes a charge in a matter of seconds. And, you know, kids, that's stuff you can't coach. They just do it. And, you know, it was just good for all the seniors, you know, the last two games, and the energy's different in practice, their attitude's different because, you know, and that's being nothing but positive with them and understanding it. You play the way you play, you can beat anybody. You know, if you don't show up this time of year, you're going to get beat. And it happens every year. Someone who's had a really strong season and, you know, 18, 19 wins, they end up going home first, second round of sub-state. You know, so we're going to be one of those teams that can do that. So I'm excited for it. You know, the kids they're amped for it. And they said, Coach, the postseason's here. I said, yeah, it is. And I said, survive and advance is the rule of the game now.
Quick thought on the postseason. You know, these last two wins have bumped you up 3, 4, 5 spots in the sub-state. I mean, all the way to an 11 seed, you almost, you know, found up getting a home game. But 11 doesn't look too bad. Just talk about how you approach this next week, 6 days here, quite a long layoff. And, of course, for the next couple of days, you won't know exactly who you'll play. But how do you approach this now going into sub-state?
Well, you know, you got to look at it two different ways. You know, you can practice hard. You kind of, you know, like tonight, you know, we kind of, you know, take a step back and, you know, we're just going to do, you know, talk about some things and the potential opponents that we have, could have, and, you know, just and really just focus on sharpening up on all the little things we need to do on our end. And then we figure out who we're going to play, and then we really can get after it, you know, on Thursday, Friday, and you know, a short while on Saturday. But, you know, the main focus now is just us. You know, we of course, as much as we want to know who we're playing and how we're going to play them, they still have to play us too, and that's the sure thing. You know, want to make sure everybody's healthy. You know, the sickness is going around with the weather changing, so everyone take care of themselves, and hopefully we can make some waves and give ourselves an opportunity to extend our season as long as we can. You know, I've been telling the kids all, you know, last month, it's like, I said, you only have to win your last two games. I said, you win your two postseason. I said, you'll be at state tournament and you'll have a cherished memory, you know. And you can do it. You know, you're more than capable of doing it. So, and I think they believe in that now. You know, before they're like, I don't know what Coach is talking about, you know. But when you stay the course and you go through the battles that they have, I think they have that belief now that they can do what they want to do.
Well said. Well, it's been fun, Coach, and best of luck in the postseason. We'll look forward to being there broadcasting your game. The guys play Tuesday next week, so good luck. Enjoy these next few days, and we'll go get them next week.
Yep, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Marco Hunter, head coach of the Wildcats, the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.